welcome to a special presentation of Family Research Council Action and Focus on the Family Action. As we gather this evening, we're a nation experiencing a judicial crisis. A number of United States senators are preventing the confirmation of appellate court nominees, not because of their professional qualifications, but because of their faith and their values. Once again, people of faith across America must stand together. We must let those senators know one simple fact. We will not allow the Senate to filibuster well-qualified nominees and people of faith. Are you up to that challenge? Our prayers and our involvement will shepherd well-qualified judges onto benches across this great land. Our children will best be served by judges who appreciate America's godly heritage and can interpret the United States Constitution exactly as it is written. Our founding fathers, many of whom were great men of faith themselves, would expect nothing less. Welcome to Justice Sunday, a nationwide simulcast mobilizing people of faith for one of the most important challenges of our time. Please welcome the senior pastor of Highview Baptist Church in Louisville, Kentucky, Dr. Kevin Ezell.
Good evening and welcome to Highview. It's our privilege to host this nationwide broadcast of Justice Sunday. We're here tonight to celebrate the freedoms that we enjoy and to learn what we can do as Christians to make sure and ensure that they continue. Right this moment, there's a large group of eighth graders from our church. They're in Washington, D.C. on a field trip. And at this very moment, they're kneeling at the steps of the Supreme Court, praying for this night. And so I'd like to join them as we join our hearts in prayer that everything done and said tonight would bring honor to God and that He would direct everything that takes place. So let's bow all over this country together and pray that God use this time. Our Father, we thank You for the freedoms that we enjoy as Americans. And Father, we thank You for the legal rights we have, but also, Father, we pray for the strength to stand for the moral responsibility we have. We thank You for using us as Your instruments. And tonight we gather to be better informed on how to ensure the same freedoms for our children and their children. We love You, and it's our desire to honor You with everything said and done this night, in Jesus' name. Amen. We have a very special guest, many special guests tonight, but one particular special guest is an honorable man who was nominated by our president, but not confirmed. I'd like to invite the Honorable Judge Charles Pickering to come and lead us in our pledge tonight. Would you welcome Judge Pickering as you stand?
Thank you. Would you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Judge Pickering. You may be seated. Our MC tonight is a man who wears many hats. He was an elected official in the state of Louisiana. He's a former police officer and a veteran of the Marine Corps. But today, he's fighting for our families in Washington, D.C. Welcome, if you will, the president of the Family Research Council, Tony Perkins.
Thank you, Dr. Tony. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Ezell, and thank you, Highview Baptist Church, for your gracious hospitality. And I also want to thank each of you who are joining us from across this country, and almost every state of the nation is joining us tonight. And especially, I want to thank the pastors whose congregations are joining us tonight for this important Sunday, Justice Sunday. Before we go any further, I want to do something. I want to encourage you to get pen and paper in hand. We are going to cover a lot of material in the next 90 minutes, and I want to encourage you to get something to write with, because you're going to want to take notes, because I'm going to give you some very specific action steps to take throughout the course of the night. You know, the First Amendment to our nation's Constitution, ratified in 1791, reads this way. It says, "Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances." Thankfully, tonight, 215 years later, we still have these rights that have been guaranteed to us by the First Amendment, although they have taken a pounding by activist judges. And that, my friend, is why we're here tonight. Now, let me be clear. We are very grateful for the many men and women who faithfully serve this country, whether it be in the legislative branch, whether it be in the executive branch, and even the judicial branch. We're very grateful for those who govern according to the Constitution, our agreement to be governed by. But there is a concern, however. There is a concern about the activism of our federal courts. The courts have become an enclave for a liberal ideology that seeks to muzzle the voice of Americans. And we believe that we have a voice in this process. Just because we believe the Bible is a guidepost for life does not disqualify us from participating in our government. Let me be very clear. We are not here tonight to impose our views or religious convictions on the nation or anyone in this nation. And we are not saying that people who disagree with us are not people of faith. We've never said that. We'll never say that. But what we are saying tonight is that as American citizens, we should not have to choose between believing and living by what is in this book and by serving the public, whether it be on the bench as a judge or whether it be in any other elected office. I like this. We have a very important place in this debate. And we need to let our voice be heard, because the outcome of this debate will shape the future of this nation.